Okay, 024.
Let us hold up this Thursday night.
Page Kufay and Test. The bottom five lines. V'roish and Avorim and Achelik Hasheni Dugma'os. The Chelik Sheni is a reference to Daf Kufayim, where he said different ways that the Yetzer tries to... The Shar Shar Yichud HaMaisa, singularity of purpose, being focused on a specific goal. Everything you do should be lishma, should be for the sake of serving Hashem. Don't get sidetracked by other motivations. And Perikei here went into a long, he became a Musa Sefer, the Chavim Avodah, it's not a philosophy Sefer, and he went into detail how the Yetzer Hara tries to wean you away from Avodas Hashem. So in the last paragraph of Perik Dalet, he gave two basic Mahalchim. One is a more intellectual approach, tries to shake you up in your emunah, tries to shake you up in your belief in Olam Haba, in your belief in other Ikre Emunah. And the Chelek Hasheni is he tries to tell a person that even though Avodas Hashem is a wonderful thing, but you got to put it in its right place. Don't get carried away. Don't be so intense. You have to be normal. You have to be with people. Chill out. Don't be so... And he takes really things that have some element of truth to them. And all the things I just said, you might be saying to yourself, yeah, I mean, I hear that all the time, that that's all true. I didn't know it was the Yetzer Hara. No one had told me that. But so to a degree, like everything else in life, you have to know how and when to apply things. And so we're learning Chavis Haldavis, and we'll see in him how and when to apply certain concepts. But that's what he's saying now. I'll give you examples of this second way that the Yetzer Hara tries to cool you down from your Avodas Hashem. And I'll give you a few examples, and you'll extrapolate yourself. Chavis Haldavis is a big believer in Seichel. And he says, I want you to extrapolate yourself and think of other examples. The Yizor Ha'odam Mehem Be'ezus Hashem, and you'll know what to watch out for. Kasher Yiyu Yiduam Lo. Forewarned is forearmed, he's saying. I have to tell you some examples so that you'll chop and you'll say, oh, wow, I didn't realize this is the time. And then you'll figure out other examples yourself. But I have to do this because it's naive to think that once you've conquered the Yetzer Hara in the things we've talked about till now, it's naive to think he's going to leave you alone now. There is nothing good in this world. A very depressing sentence, actually. There's nothing good in this world. Good deed, good thoughts, good people. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a Yetzer Hara to contend with it, to try to shake it loose from what it's doing.
Why is that depressing? If you didn't have that, you wouldn't have a...
Bechira, right. That's what he's saying. Why is it depressing? It's depressing because no matter what you do and how much you... I meant it in the sense that sometimes you feel like... Let's say you've conquered a Yetzer Hara. Like, there's always another hill to climb. Always. There's always... It's never enough. And it's not. A person always has to struggle his whole life. And you can't look around and say, well, I'm better than I was yesterday, or I'm better than I was last year, or I'm better than all my friends. I'm much better than all my friends. And you could never say that. And there's always... And then we have Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro Yitzro Gadol Haimeno, that Adarabba, the people that reach the peak, they have battles all their own. They have to struggle with Kavod, they have to struggle with doing things Shalom Lishma, they have to struggle with arrogance, you know, they have to struggle with, they have their own Nisyonos also. So it's depressing in the sense that I guess Bikesh Yaakov L'Shevus B'Shalva. You never have that. You're always struggling. And it's never enough. You always have to do more. But it's all worthwhile because you're preparing in this temporary world for eternity. So that's the chizuk that you should take. That with all the struggles and all the tircha and all the toil and all the disappointments and all the all the failures, but you're doing something that's determining your fate for all eternity. That's not a depressing thought, that's a scary thought. And that's why, you know, sometimes you read in the Chavis Holmavis, he says, oh, Olam Haba, you know, the Yetzirah tries to say, well, who's he talking about? Rishon? Of course I swear allegiance to Olam Haba. I'm Jewish, I'm from, of course. No, but, you know, there's all, the Chafetz Chaim says in one of his svarim, Shame Olam. Just as I talked last night, I tried to. Tried to give a picture of, from, although emuna and bitachon is the same, they're coming from the same place. It's the same ideas, it's the same concept. Bitachon is not really, doesn't involve concepts that are different than emuna. But it's a whole different world. It's a huge leap, because emuna is, doesn't demand anything of you other than the belief. But to live your life a certain way and to do things based on emunah, that already, simplistically speaking, would be called bitachon, and that's a huge leap, although it's the same concept. So too the Chafetz Chaim says in one of his forum called Shem Olam, he says, we all believe in Olam Haba, and we all believe that Hashivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somid, and we all believe that Hashem knows everything we're thinking, and we all believe that Hashem is everywhere, and up, down, and all around, and He sees everything, and He knows everything, and He's all-powerful. He says, but there are very few people that put those beliefs into action. There's that gap. So we, Olam Haba, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, we all believe in Olam Haba, but if we really, really believed it, so we would live differently, because everything we do now has a very, very short lifespan. Extremely short lifespan. And when you compare it to eternity, it's a speck on the ocean of time. And you do a small thing now and you earn eternity. It's a good trade. It's a good trade. It's a good investment. So that's why it's so, although I say it's depressing because it's a never ending battle, but it's, the chizuk is that you're determining your station in Olam Haba for all eternity. B'lochein, therefore, Misha Omad, the Chavis Halvavis is being somewhat defensive, that he's going to go into detail and be very graphic about evil thoughts and things the Yetzer Hara will try to entice you with. And sometimes you read it and you go, hey, I never thought of that. That's great. So there's a danger involved. And I said last week, there's a danger sometimes if someone giving Musa could get too graphic and he could actually have the opposite effect of what he intends. It's something to watch out for. So the Chavis Halvavis is sort of excusing himself for detailing the tainus of the Yetzer Hara. And he's saying, I have no choice. Because if you're forewarned, then you'll recognize it when it occurs. And you'll go, oh! It's like a good defense lawyer will tell you that the best, smartest thing to do is to raise the issues that the other lawyer is going to raise and give a teretz now. You need much less of a teretz if you say over the question before he does, the other guy is going to tell you, kach for kach for kach. You have a teretz. You need much less of a teretz than if you speak after the other lawyer speaks and he's already asked the kasha and you have to give a teretz, then you need a gezunta teretz. But if you say it now, you don't need such a good teretz. And then when they hear the other guy ask the question, to the mind already says, oh yeah, I heard that already. I know the teretz already. So that's what a good defense lawyer does. So that's what the Chavis Halvavis says he's doing. He's saying, I have to tell you this before, because this way when it crops up, a light bulb will go on in your head. And you'll say, oh, I know that already. I know that taina already. Ah, yeah, I know the teretz to it. So that's why he has to do this. If you know what the dangers that will ruin your actions that are Laman Hashem, that are Avodas Hashem, Yihyeh Efshar Lo Yoser Lihishomer Mehem. You'll be more likely to watch out for them. But Umisha Eini Yodea Kiyem Atov Levad, you have this frum, naive, tamimustik, a person that hears no evil, sees no evil, speaks no evil, Lo Yuzukak Lo Mimenu Dovar, so it's not possible that he won't have something, Machmas Rov Hapagoyim Hamafsidim also, he'll be helpless against the onslaught. And I would almost say that it's the Chavis Al-Dovas L'Shitaso. We've seen countless times from many different perspectives and many different angles regarding many different areas of life that the Chavis Al-Dovas is a big believer in intellectualism, in asking kashas and having terutzin. And I think this is another manifestation of this. He doesn't like, so to speak, it's far from his ideal to have emuna tmima, emuna pshuta, it's called nowadays. That's not an ideal. It's not a bad thing, but it's not an ideal. So here also he's saying, someone who's never learnt about evil, it's not a good idea, because he's helpless against, he doesn't know. So one day it'll be like a Yetzirah will come, and he won't have any guard against it, because he's never, if you don't know that there's a, if you don't know that there are certain things that stir up your tithes, you're not even aware of it, and you never learned how to watch. So again, you're always walking this danger, because although this is worry. If I tell you too much about it, you're going to like really be interested. And you're going to hear things that you would have been innocent from. On the other hand, if I don't tell you about it, so one day you're going to be exposed to it, and you won't have any shmira from it. And you'll just be swept up in taiva. So he chooses to tell you about it, and you can guard yourself against it. V'hayo'echad ha'chasidim omer l'talmidov. Also, one chassid. What? Yeah. It's the Chavis Halvavus's way. You have to be very careful, because sometimes you overexpose innocent. With children, it's much more dangerous. I can't answer your question with an answer. It takes a lot of thought. You have to mamish prepare. If you want to do it the Chavis Halvavus's way, you have to sit and prepare like a whole curriculum of Musar, and decide at what age you're going to let them know about certain things, and to what degree you're going to let them know. Again, you tell them too much, and like, you've done the work of the Yetzirah for them. I don't know what to say. There's different mahalchim. This is the Chavis Halvavus's way. You want to know when I finally make my cheder, what I'm going to do? I want to call my cheder Chavis Halvavus. That's why I haven't made it yet. Whenever anybody hears the name, they laugh and they run away. And Adarabi should learn that first. Meaning you should right away know what evil is, what wrong is. You have to, just like you have to, he compares it now to weeding a field before you plant. So you have to know what the weeds are, and that's really sur meirav asei tov. So there are those who said that nowadays we don't have the luxury of first being sur meira and then being asei tov. Okay, that's not precisely what the Chavis Halvavus is talking about. What I just said is more in Mahalach Avoda, how you should, he's talking about more intellectually, understanding and knowing. Limdu asara tchila, kadesh tisrach gumimenu. I don't know what he means by tchila. I mean, obviously you have to learn what to do, and you have to learn what tov is. You have to do that from when you're bar mitzvah, from when you hit the ground running. So I'm not sure what he means. I don't know if he means tchila. That's a more basic learning. Kadesh tisrach gumimenu. V'chein limdu esatov fa'asu also. K'maymer akosav nir lachem nir. Novi compares our actions. Nir lachem nir. Weed the field, plow the field. This is talking about the plowing that's before the planting, and get rid of the weeds. Va'al tizru el kotsim. And then when you plant, then when you plant, you won't plant among the thorns, among things ruining the plants. That's really the idea of like Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. You know, you could take, you have people, children, grow up, and they don't, I mean, a yeshiva that doesn't work on midos at all. You have this, you have kids growing up, and there's a lot of tov there, but it's full of thorns. It's in a bad way. And it doesn't come out to good things. You have to have a curriculum of getting rid of the ra, which is a limud of midos. Taivus is another parsha, but at least midos, certainly, you have to, that you don't have to be afraid of anything. You can train them, and then that's clearing the field of the weeds. And therefore, you'll be able to plant, and it'll be healthy plants. However, there's a danger. And he quotes Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai al Amirmos, people that fool people in business, and Chazal gives certain instructions, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. She'ef shel ramos b'midos of the mishkolim, and the Gemara has certain ibayas. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai there had certain ibayas. Is this mutter? Is this osur? Can you do this? Can you do that? And in asking these questions, he's giving people ideas. And he says, oili and oimar, this is a Gemara in Bava Basra, oili and loy oimar, and oimar shem yimudu hamar amoyen. They'll say, hey, that's a good idea. Never thought of that. Imloy oimar shem yomur haramon ein tamid chachamim bikin ma'baisa yodeinu. And they'll go and they'll stalk a fool people, and we have to warn people against them. V'achakach shalom, the Gemara then says, amoran aloy amoran. Nu, what do you do? That's Matt's question. The Gemara asks Matt's question. Nu, what happened? What did he do? V'anu alkach amoran. He decided to say it, to teach it. Umehaikra amoran, and he based himself on this pasuk, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam, uposhim yikoshlubam. You teach Torah, you teach what you're supposed to teach, you teach what's appropriate, what's necessary, what's important, and you let the chips fall where they may. So again, it depends on who your audience is, of course, but I don't know. It's hard, you can't take anything anyone ever says and universally apply it. You can only do that in Torah. And you can't even do that in Torah unless you know Kol HaTorah Kula. Because, you know, you'll be learning a Mishnah here that'll tell you a certain halacha, and then there's an exception to that halacha. But you don't know that unless you learn 20 blot later. So it's very hard to extrapolate and say this is the way in every single case. But if you're talking about a general mahalach, a general rule, yeah, that's what the Chayvus Halvavos holds. That this is the general mahalach. You'll say, but if I'm speaking to people who are, you know, kach v'kach, or you say, you know, I'm speaking to people who have never been exposed to anything, you know, should I do this? Or you say, should I teach this to first graders? You know, so again, you have to have seichel, even this when it applies. But as a general mahalach in life and in machshava, and in Avodas Hashem, this is what the Chayvus Halvavos says. You let the chips fall where they may, and you teach, and you learn, and you inquire, and you discover, and adarabah, then you'll be able to guard yourself.
It seems like that's not what's on today.
What?
It seems like this is definitely a minority of people who's on today. The film world, it seems like this is definitely not the approach.
No? Don't get me started. Lefika Chani Omer. Lefikach ani omer shekol ma shehizkarnu li'el b'shar zeh, everything what I talked about till now b'shar zeh mimashim esapek hayetzer ala odom, what the Yetzer Hara entices people and makes them question their emunah. You're going back like to the first attack of the Yetzer Hara, his first approach. So either he makes you be mesupik in the yesodos of your emunah, harayim lo yuchal asapko mehem, if you can't do that, then we had, he comes with intellectual debating tainus, and he tries to convince you of other arguments, yochel, he'll start, lehisfakeach imo alayim behochochos arayos, levatel es hamu'umas etzlo. This is all we had before ba'arichos in this perek previously. Now he's saying, v'chasher tamon al hatayosof, when you realize that you don't let him fool you, b'chushus v'ayosav, and really all the seeming strong debating tactics he has are just debating tactics, but they're not real timers. V'lo yuchal lehiskol mei negdecha. Rav Asha, I once, there was, I'll tell you, over a Charlie Brown cartoon. So, the, what's her name? The, Lucy is berating, what's her name? The Linus. He's always getting C's on his report card. So he's saying, what's wrong with a C? It's average. I'm an average boy. An average. What's wrong? She says, what shape would the world be in if everybody was just satisfied with being average? So he turns around and he says, what shape is the world in? Okay. Chasher Tamor, I hope I've answered your question. Chasher Tamor Ahata Osov, Bechushos Ra Yosov, Velo Yucha Lehiskomein Negdecha, Velo Levatel Mashi Yadata Mitosu Nechonos Mashi Kotimon of Zeyashar. After you've already, like, you're solid. You're solid in your beliefs. You're solid in your values. You know where you're going. So what will the Yetzer Hara now do? Look what he'll do. Yoshuv l'hachshilcha, he'll now try to be machshil you u'lahatoscha b'nafshecha v'yom alecha. This is what he'll tell you. And now he quotes the Yetzer Hara. Sameach ani al matzovcha, I'm very happy for you, Mazel Tov. You're strong. No one could be more pleased than I am. The emunoscha ha-tahora. Your mamish, your emunah tahora. Belibcha ha-shalem l'shem yisaleh. You're unbelievable. Chvor higata b'dargos ha-tzedek l'fnei Hashem. L'mashalo higia zuloscha b'dor chazeh. Your mamish, you're like on top. The other people, they don't hold a candle to you. You're unbelievable. V'yesh b'zeh yoser midai b'tolvoscha l'Hashem al tolvoso alecha v'chazdo imach. You do, like, don't overdo it. You know, you're already much better than anyone else that you know, any of your peers, even your superiors. You're like, you're really there. So, you know, you don't overdo it. There's other things that are important also. V'hinei roi l'cha lifnos me'ata. You have to turn now a little, at least. Gam lemiloi mitas chovosechol of neodom. You know, there's other people in the world. You have to take them into account too. You have to do things that will endear you to people. And he'll start quoting you psukim, as he's going to say. Mamore chazal umetzochein b'seichel tov b'nei lekim v'odom. You know, you have to now think and make and do things that will make people like you, that will endear you to people. Because you know, if you don't endear yourself to people, they're going to mess you up. They're going to be obstacles in your way. They're going to stop you from doing what you really want to do. And there's a lot of people out there that could get in your way. They could stop you. So you have to neutralize them, and you have to do what you have to do in order to make them like you, in order to make them not be antagonistic towards you. Ukvarnas bar lecha, and really it should be clear to you. Ki tefartecha b'hiyoscha rotzoi lohem. And it's a teferes that people look up to you and like you and hold of you and speak nicely of you. Umigrascha, and you're only going to get messed up. Barugzom alecha. If people look at you like with a bad eye, and they look down on you, and they think you're nuts, and they think you're something wrong with you, and they, or you get them angry because you've stepped on their toes, like you've reached purity in avodas Hashem, he says, and now you really have to make sure that that people are not going to stand in your way. V'lachein had b'tvuna be smart, he says. He's still quoting him. And direct your actions to what people consider proper and appropriate and good. The simsa bochein be'einayim, and therefore this will endear you to people. Kamaima kadmonenu, he says. He's a big Talmud Chacham, the Yetzara. Kosher ruach habrios nocheimenu, ruach hamokam nocheimenu. Peferish a mishnah in Avos. If people like you, if people think well of you, it's a sign that Hashem thinks well of you. What could be more clear than that? So therefore, you have to, and what is he telling him to do? We're learning Shaar Yichud HaMaisa. So, again, the Chavis Halvavis is talking, always talks in an extreme. He's talking to a person who's worked for many, many years. He doesn't say things that you can do just, okay, tomorrow morning I'm going to start doing this. You can't. It's avoda. It's work. You have to struggle. You have to overcome. You have to grow as a person. And it takes years. But he's talking already about the ideal. We saw that many times. I don't mean an unattainable ideal. I don't mean an ideal that's only a goal to shoot for and it can't be reached. But if it looks strange, certain things he says, many times in the Sefer we've seen over the last few years, he's talking already about the ideal. And it takes years. And you're supposed to pace yourself. I don't know, people have asked me that. I say pace yourself to what scientifically, statistically, is the average lifespan. That's how you should pace yourself. You don't have to pace yourself. I mean, certain things you do, a person might die tomorrow. That's doing tshuva. Shuv yomecha lefnei misascha. But in terms of positive avoda, we all know that if we take too much on, so you got to pace yourself. So you pace yourself, like that you're going to live for 60, 70, 80 years, whatever the average lifespan is, you can pace yourself. I don't mean that you should plan on finishing Shas when you're 60, 70, 80 years old. Maybe you have to finish Shas in a year, in 2 years, or in 7 years, or in 14 years, whatever the case may be. But pace yourself in terms of general avoda, everything, all encompassing. So he's saying now, Shaar Yichud HaMaisa means, I don't care about what anybody else says. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care nothing. Does Hashem want me to do this or not? So the Yetzer Hara says, okay, you know. So he says, so now he's going to lead up to that, the Chavis Halvavis. And he's going to say that after you've solidified your Amunah and your Bitachon and you're ready to serve Hashem, the Yetzer Hara now comes and tries to undermine it by telling you how you have to be. You have to be able to talk to people. You have to be able to. We'll probably tell you the pasuk in Shmuel, Zera Anoshim. You have to be amongst people. You have to be able to converse with them. You have to. You can't have people look at you like you're a nut. Hashem doesn't want that. That's what he'll tell you. What you should answer him. You have to wait till next week. You have a week now to misbehave until you find out the answer next week. It's like learning Hilchos Shabbos, you know. You say, okay, we've learned half of Boer, and we'll learn the other half next week. What am I supposed to do tomorrow? Like, what? You can't do this to me. That's it. Okay. Rabosai, if you haven't taken seriously yet, if you've all seen the signs. The signs are Emunah. It's time for a little Bitachon. We have to turn the signs and the nodding of the head, how wonderful an idea it is. We have to turn it to Bepoel. It takes Mesiris Nefesh. Nobody's even listening. It takes a commitment and Mesiris Nefesh, but that's exactly what we're asking for. That's what we think it will be beneficial to Klal Yisrael.
What? For the other shows.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to encourage people to come here, learn there and join us for the show. Less invasive.
You mean they're thinking it's a way to build up base tefillah? Is that what you mean?
There are films. Every other show is always worried.
No one's going to do that.
No one's going to.
No one's
going to
do that. No one's going to learn it and come here for the shiurim.
For Meir Shiur, for instance, so people who learn out. They're part of the program, but they learn out.
But part of the idea is to give up a specific time, like Night Seder was saying, like these 3 weeks, give up your.
What's the learning of Israel?
Should encourage people to what? To just join the program, whether here or anywhere, and come and
they can come to the shul.
Okay, fine. I have no problem with that for sure. I mean, I have no problem with that. I'm not looking indeed to do anything.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you have to look for? Like? Tell me what's going to happen.
By the way, Barak's going to scare everybody away Sunday night. Barak's going to give a Hadonah speech Sunday night that he's demanding total commitment. And he's going to scare everybody off. I mean, I told him if he really wants to come dramatic, he should come with a pen and say, here, cross your names off right now. If you're not ready, then...
Let's say if we called up.
I don't think that guy's going to say that.
You just said a man over
there.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's going to come up
with how he's
talking
about
it.
It's not guaranteed.
You can't have a fine driver by exactly that.
Okay.
But that's what all the preparation
is for.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know.